So in this episode of the podcast, we're talking to Holly Carter. She is director of IB at Brentwood School. Let's get into it right now. Welcome to the Brentwood School podcast, the place where we talk to staff, to parents, and to pupils to find out more about life within the school. This is the place to keep up to date and in touch with our community. So let's not waste any more time, but come with me as we get into this episode right now. Holly, thank you for being here. Welcome to this episode of the podcast. How are you today?
Good. Looking forward to this.
Sometimes people are a little bit apprehensive when it comes to a podcast recording, and sometimes people are on here and they've never been on a podcast recording before. Is it something you've ever done? Are you feeling slightly apprehensive?
Definitely. That's me all over. I've not done one before. But you said it's a conversation, so I can do conversations.
Yeah, it is very much a conversation. So we're just here really talking about IB. But first of all, actually, for some people who are listening to this right now, they might be thinking, I've heard about this IB thing. I know all about A-levels. Maybe if it's parents of a student and they're in the UK, they're thinking to themselves, I did A-levels when I was at school. I've no idea what this funny IB thing is. Maybe there are international students or prospective students that are listening to this, wanting to know more about what the school does. Just tell us, first of all, what IB stands for, first of all, and what it actually is.
Yeah, the IB is the International Baccalaureate Diploma Programme. The International Baccalaureate, they have several different ones. So they have, you know, for primary school, they have one for GCSE, year group, and then they have the diploma, which is 16 plus. And it's really a holistic education. It's not just about learning content and learning subjects. It's more about developing the whole person. It really prepares the students for their next step in life. The whole philosophy behind the IB is about creating citizens for the future, making sure that the people that come out of the IB diploma are able to actually contribute towards a better world. And I mean, that's why I love it. It's the way, if you, as an educator, when you look at it, the way it's constructed with the core right in the centre, like about, they do a research project of the extended essay, they do theory of knowledge where they get to critically think about their knowledge that they're gaining in their subjects. Their CAS, it means that they have to, the CAS bit is where they contribute to their local community, and that could be a school community or in their local environment, and they volunteer and they produce art, and it's all of this wonderful stuff, and that's right at the core. That's nothing to do with the other subjects they pick. So that in itself helps to create these amazing human beings, and they get to choose six subjects. As you said, like, people might know more about the A-levels where you pick three. With the IB, you would pick six. And they're from a wide range of subjects like the sciences, languages, maths, humanities, the arts. So although they have the specialist breadth, they can also gain all these really complementary skills that just creates this, yeah, amazing human being.
I love all of this. Holly, I got so many questions from everything you've just said. So thank you for that quick summary in a nutshell. So you say it's kind of not just about the education. So the students still, they still learn, but they do other things on top. And I guess the other things, you hinted at this, is that the theory of knowledge and the CAS and that kind of thing?
Yes, that's it. So there's three components of the core. There's the extended essay, which is a 4,000 word research project on basically whatever they're interested in. They do theory of knowledge, and that's timetabled into their schedule across the day. That is where they would critically think about what is knowledge, how do we know where it's come from, sort of like looking at how does a historian view knowledge versus a scientist, and that kind of thing. And it's I've been teaching it for the last couple of years. I absolutely love it. I'm a geographer at heart, but theory of knowledge is brilliant. And then yes, the CAS is the voluntary side of things, and where they can basically develop their passions. So what the core really does is very individualized, and it can really enhance that the individual's education, and they can direct it and they can shape it into what they want.
Now, some of the things that people, or should I say, one of the things that people often say is that if you do IB instead of A-levels, then it's a greater workload. Is that true? Does that stack up?
We found that the amount of work is the equivalent to about four A-levels. So when you look at like the teaching hours and how much they have to do outside of the class, it is a little bit more than our A-level pathway. So in Brentwood, they can choose from 3 A-levels. And so it is our slightly more academic program because they are doing 4 A-levels worth of work. So there is a little bit more in that regard. But the idea is, especially with the core, that actually it shouldn't be much on top of what the normal day-to-day workload, because it's following things that they're already doing or they're already passionate in. So for example, if they already are learning a musical instrument, they can continue to develop that musical instrument. If they're interested in drama or theatre, they might take part in the show. So it's just about harnessing what they're already interested in and then developing it.
And I guess that because they're choosing 6 subjects instead of 3, then it kind of keeps more doors open for them. Is that right?
Yes. It's a really good pathway for someone that would like to keep lots of doors open. So they want to make sure that they've got options in the future. But what's quite nice is it's also good for those who are very goal orientated. So if they just enjoy a variety of subjects, it's perfect. So if they're struggling to narrow down to 3 subjects, it means that they can keep more subjects going. But it's also good for people that have really got a good goal. So for example, someone who wants to do medicine, we always encourage our medics to do the IB because they can do biology and chemistry, but they can also keep subjects that they might not necessarily be able to keep going if they were to do the A-level route. They also, through their CAS, they can gain lots of extra experiences that will make them stand above the competition, because they're really competitive courses like law and medicine. They need something to stand above the rest, and the IB helps them to do that through all of the things that they do through their CAS and their core. So yeah, we recommend it for our medics. And in fact, we've had quite a few students that have done the biology, chemistry and music, or biology, chemistry and theatre. So for example, we've got a student that's studying, she wants to go and do veterinary science, and she's just been offered a place, and her higher levels are biology, chemistry and theatre. And then she's got her English and her language as well. So yeah, it's a good pathway for both the people that want to keep their doors and options open. It's also good for people that have got a very specific goal in mind.
Okay, right, got it. And just to clarify then, you it's not that you just do IB at Brentwood, you do IB and A-levels as well?
Yes, we do. We have 3 pathways. So we offer the IB diploma, we offer A-levels, and we also offer the BTEC. So in our sixth form, we have a big community. We're nearly 380, I think, in the total of the sixth form. And so we have an IB community within that, we have a BTEC community, and then we have the A-level community. And yeah, it's a nice feel.
Yeah, no, I bet it is. So let's just bring it back to IB for a second. In order to study for IB, do you need to have, for GCSEs or equivalent, super high grades in order to do this?
So we do have an entry requirement of 54 points from your top 8 GCSEs. At Brentwood, our average at GCSE is 57 points from the top 8 GCSEs. So the IB is still very accessible to a huge range of students. It's not just for the high flyers. And in fact, it can be a really adaptable option, because if you're someone who isn't getting straight 8s and 9s in your GCSEs, then you can have a really flexible program developed for the IB, mm-hmm. which means that, for example, you might be really passionate about film and theatre. So you could do film, theatre and some other academic subjects, which would still keep lots of doors open and get you a really good place at university and for your next stage in your life. So it's a nice one to do. And yeah, we've found that the entry points of 54, although it is slightly higher than our A-level requirement of 50 points, it does mean that it's still open to a lot of students.
I mean, it sounds awesome. I mean, to me, you know, the idea of studying something like that, you know, here is a guy in his 40s. I'd love to go back in time and study something like this instead of doing A-levels.
Yeah, it
really does sound exciting. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me what makes IB different at Brentwood compared to doing IB at another school somewhere else in the UK.
The difference with Brentwood is that we are a smaller community within that bigger one. So we've got around, hang on, work it out, we've got about 50-60 now in our, in the both the whole of the sixth form is doing IB. So that means that I can know every single student. I know where they're wanting to go for university. I can to a point where actually it can be a bit knowing them too well. So I know which students need to do more work. I know which students are doing really well, and it's really supportive environment. So I hope, like, that's what I like to think anyway, is that I'm actually helping them in that, supporting them with their with getting to their goals. But additionally, from my perspective, so obviously I can look after them and know all of them, but also they look after themselves. So what I've found is that each year they make their own little WhatsApp group with all of them on. We had a really cute year where one of the students would always make sure, so if there was an exam where there was only a few students, or maybe even an individual student waiting for their exam, they'd make sure a buddy came along to sit with them while they were waiting for their exam.
That's
know
lovely.
And like their CAS projects, they usually do them together and in little groups, so they are, it's a really family-like feel in the IB at Brentwood. And I think that's what makes us stand out from other IB schools, is that we've got great grades as well. Like we're the joint leading IB school for small, in the small school category. But it's the feel, because you have these other schools which they're very big, and you know, I think when it gets big you can get lost in the system. But at Brentwood, the IB community is small enough that they can't get lost in the system, and they make friends, really friends that will stay with them forever, because they just work together. And they make little study groups where, you know, the biologists will meet up and do a little study session together. And it's just a really nice feel. And yeah, I think the other thing is that we know where they want to go. We know what they want to do, so we can help tailor their subjects. So say, for example, they're struggling in a higher level, we can then say, well, actually, you don't need this higher level, maybe it would be better, and we can make adaptations to their course as they go through, which is another good thing. And we found that our IB students get 2 A-level grades higher in their IB diploma than the A-level students, so with similar GCSE profiles, so they're actually getting higher grades as well. So they're getting that supportive feel, but they're also really achieving great grades.
Now, I love the way, Holly, that you just casually mentioned that Brentwood, I think you said, is a joint leading IB school in the small school category. I think that's what you said.
Yes.
I wrote it down while you were talking. What exactly is that?
Yeah, I've got my little certificate on the wall. It's great.
Nice.
So basically, based on our IB results, we've had a really high average out of the last, I think it was the last 3 years, but I think the most recent one was for this year. We had, yeah, some really top grades, and that's just then pushed us into that top category, which is lovely.
Nice. Very good. Very, very good. And you also offer a pre-IB pathway as well. What's that
Yes.
all about?
So the pre-IB pathways for students who would be normally in our year 11, they've come from a European school or another school where they've done so much education, and then they come to us and they do all of their 2-year course within 1 year. So it's really intensive. It's good for students that are very ambitious, already got study habits in place. And we push those students to complete that 2-year course within a tighter time frame. They receive a lot of support, so they will meet with me every fortnight, and we talk about how far they've got with their catch-up work, what they need to do next. We look at once they've done their mocks, we look at their mock grades, and we look at, do we need to adjust the program? Because when they start, they pick 9 GCSEs, so they do a lot of GCSEs. They do basically what the rest of our year 11 are doing, but we can adapt that and make it smaller if we need to, based on what they're doing in their progress. But for quite a few years now, and we've every year we get really good results with it, so they're doing really well. They would have to do maths, they'd have to do English, they'd have to choose between dual science or all three sciences. They get to choose a whole range of different subjects after that, so there's plenty of option. And they would have timetable private study time, they can have EAL lessons if they need help with their English language skills, so there's lots of benefits But what it does, what I love about it, is that it really gets them ready for the IB diploma. Because it's so intensive, they've got to really learn to manage their workload, be very independent and have good study skills in preparation for that IB diploma. And there is no better prep that you can do than just throwing yourself in the deep end, and they do amazing. They do really well.
That's really good to hear. Really good to hear. And you mentioned EAL. That's English as an additional language, is that right?
Yes, it's English as additional language, yeah.
Tell me, Holly, how do universities view IB? Do they see it as being different to A-levels or anything else?
They do. They recognise it. What we've found is that the universities often offer lower entry requirements than they do for the equivalent of what it would be at A-level. So, for example, Oxford, Leeds, UEA, we know that they have all had low offers. So, for example, we had one year, it was last year, she got into Oxford to study English on 37 points, which if you could then compare that to what it would be at A-level, which probably A-star, AA, something like that, it's a lot lower. And yeah, she did great. She's doing an amazing job as well. We do find that over the last 3 years, 98% of our students have got their first choice university as well, which means, you know, I think universities recognise the IB can be more rigorous, and that actually the students are more ready for university at the end of the IB diploma than they would be on another pathway. So they do really encourage and accept a lot of students in through the IB. If anyone did want to look at what the comparison is between the IB entry requirements and the A-level entry requirements, it's very easy to do. You just look up your university that you want to go to, look at the course, and there's normally like a drop down where you can select either A-levels, IB, or BTEC extended diploma, and it will give you the specifics of what they need. So yeah, it's really good. We at least a quarter of our IB students have achieved more than 40 points as well, which puts them in the top few percent of the world, which it really means that they can go to pretty much wherever they like.
Holly, tell me more about the destination universities that some of your students go to, but also what it is that they typically go on to study. You mentioned that this is perfect for people doing medicine, so clearly they're going on to do something related in that field. But what else do people tend to study, and where else do they tend to go?
All sorts, absolutely all sorts. They go on to places like UCL, King's, Warwick, Manchester, Edinburgh. We've had international ones as well, so people going on to Toronto, Munich, New York, and once someone got into NYU, Yale, Sydney. That was a girl last year. Oh, Melbourne, she got into Melbourne as well. So, for example, we had Abigail last year. She went to study economics at Queen's College. She got 44 out of the maximum 45. A former head of school, Cameron, he got 38 points, and he went to study music at St. Chad's College, and he's now director of music there as well, which is unheard of for a first year.
Wow.
And a couple of years back, we got Din, who went off to study. He got a full scholarship to Yale. And again, he got 44 points. So we've had some real successes, but I mean, all of them go to universities that are like Russell Group, and really, I'm so proud of all of them. They do tremendously well.
No, it's right to be proud. I mean, clearly it's something that you're passionate about, and it's great as well that you're not just director of IB, but also I think you said you're a teacher as well. Did you say geography? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, geography is my passion. Yes.
How does that help you being director of IB and also being a teacher as well?
I guess I think it helps me to actually understand what the students need, the importance of having that goal and that thing that they're aiming for. The key thing for me often is when I'm sitting down with them and I'm saying, look, you've got this in your tracking grades. We need to make sure that we're improving it. Let's look at what you're doing in this subject, and let's look at what you could do to improve it. And I think that academic support that I can provide can be really helpful. We have a really good team. So if there's pastoral things going on in the student's life, you know, we've got the director of sick form. We've got the head of year that can help. We've got our own pastoral manager in the sick form as well. So she's amazing, Miss Chippett. She really does help a tremendous amount of people every day. So there's that pastoral side. And then where I come into the academic side. So I really try and push the students forwards in achieving the goals that they want to.
Lovely, lovely. And of course, for students that are studying IB, if they're boarding as well, then clearly when you're boarding, you get lots of opportunities at Brentwood to do other co-curricular activities. But is there any opportunity for extra support with their academic work?
There is. So one thing we're really pushing at the moment in the school as a whole is this idea of student resilience, having a growth mindset or like a positive mindset in terms of goal orientated, but also having the right attitude to work. So there's lots of, they have timetabled sessions on mindset, which is trying to kind of embed those, the way they study and things. There's a website they can use where there's past papers, there's tips from different departments on like how to revise in their subjects. So there's lots of things they can do there. There's also then in the boarding house, there's a resident tutor that is there every night. So if they've got any specific queries or things they need help with academically, they can approach that resident tutor and sit down with them and have a session.
Holly, it sounds incredible. It really does. Like I say, I wish I could go back in time and study it myself. Obviously, I can't unless I had a time machine or a DeLorean from Back to the Future. But in the meantime, if anyone's been listening to this and maybe they've got any follow-up questions, they wanted to talk to you or connect with you, how could they ask you?
They can email me. So my email address, I think, is on the school website, but it's just my initials and then at Brentwood, which is HAC.
So sorry, HAC at
brentwood.essex.sch.uk. So I'm happy to answer any emails. Additionally, they can phone me using the school's phone number. We've also got other people in the school that can help. So if there's specific questions to do with, you know, the pastoral side or the boarding side, there's the heads of boarding, there's Mr. Sellers, who's director of sick form, and then there's the assistant director of IB as well, who's a keen advocate of the IB, which is Mr. Rogers, and his initials are DJR. So any of us can help answer any of those questions.
Or if in doubt with anything, I guess brentwoodschool.co.uk, good website to go to.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
Perfect. Holly, it's been great talking to you. Wonderful to find out all about IB at Brentwood School. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
That's it for this episode, and thank you for listening. To find out more, check out the school website, brentwoodschool.co.uk. Now, our next episode is coming out soon, so in the meantime, don't forget to follow or subscribe so you can stay in touch, and we look forward to seeing you next time. Bye for now.